For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's hockey team continued their unbeaten streak last week, lost in a shootout, and then won big over Fair State. Back at home this weekend against Northern Michigan, joined by sophomore goalie Michael Carr out of Columbus, Ohio. First career start last Saturday, 7-2 win. Congrats.
Thank you very much, Schultz.
So Driscoll was tweaked a little bit on Friday, was talking with the athletic training staff that, you know, there's an issue. I'm sure that word got to you as well. How'd you sleep Friday night into Saturday, not really knowing what was going to come your way on Saturday?
Yeah. I was definitely a little bit nervous. I mean, I didn't really know, the full extent of what was going on until Saturday morning at the morning skate. But yeah, like I said before, I mean, I was obviously pretty nervous, but it was just one of those things where I just kind of had to settle into a routine and just show up like it was, just another game. So
you gave up the two goals early in the first. There's a media timeout. You skate over to the bench. I don't know if you were intending to skate up to Zach Driscoll or not, but that's kind of where you ended up. I don't know if you guys were talking to each other or not, but I did see a bunch of your teammates, tapping their sticks onto your pads and saying, "Hey, you got this." How much did you settle down after, that first media timeout and getting a little support from your teammates and just kind of going through the rest of the game?
Yeah, a ton, obviously. I mean, I'm sure it's pretty easy to see. I was a little bit nervous there in the first 5 minutes, but, after that, the first media timeout, Zach and I, he's really good about, just kind of talking me down a little bit and just slowing the game down for me. It was a really nice gesture from those guys to, they obviously didn't, there was no sense of urgency or any panic on the bench, and just, seeing that just definitely helped calm me down for sure. And, obviously as the game went on, I mean, our offense definitely took over and, made my job a little bit easier. So, those guys were great. They definitely really helped, and even in between periods too. I mean, definitely was really good about calming the nerves. So
I always felt bad for the backup goalies around here, because Tom has had a bunch of for sure starters every night, Mike Bitzer, now Zach Driscoll. What's it like being a backup, not knowing when you're going to play?
Yeah. Like I said, I mean, really the biggest thing is you just got to show up to the rink every day like you're going to play. I mean, when you're going through these kind of things, I mean, obviously, I came into this year knowing that, Zach was going to be our, the guy that carried the mail for this team. And that basically just, it really easily kind of defines my job in the sense that, I just have to show up every day ready to go and, just really step up when I'm needed, like last weekend. So, it can be a little bit of a tough job sometimes, knowing that there's only one guy that can play every night. So, but, one thing I always tell people is, Zach and I have such a good relationship that, it's not even, it's a really, really healthy and, showing up to the rink every day with, playing behind a guy like that is pretty special. So
there's a lot of really, really, really good goalies in this league. You can tell that, they're getting an awful lot of work prior to even enrolling into college. What sorts of stuff have you done leading up to coming to BSU just to be as good as you are and ready as you can be? Is it camps? Is it stuff in the off season? What sorts of stuff have you done?
Yeah. So off season is, first and foremost, I take, every off season, I take probably about a month off just to get away from the rink, spend time with my family, let my body kind of rest and heal from the season. And then, once, June hits is then, training gets into full force and I don't know if I really do anything special. Obviously I'm working out 4 or 5 times a week. I'm on the ice probably 3 or 4 times a week. Just stuff like that. And, getting with details. I mean, I've really been super fortunate. My goalie coach back home, Jeff Salako, works with the Detroit Red Wings. I've been with him for quite some time now. And he's been really good about, getting me into shape for the season and really just working on those details that are going to really make a difference. Making the jump from juniors to college is such a different world. I mean, guys are so much better. Scoring chances are so much tougher to stop and just having a guy like that can really help you iron out the details as you move up is has been really important to me in my career. So, you know, I've leaned on him a lot, and you know, my personal trainers back home have been awesome. So yeah, like I said, it's nothing special really, but, you know, just it did set, you know, dedication to really, making sure your body's as tuned in as you can get when, you know, when the buck drops for the first game.
You guys have the best penalty kill in the country right now. From your vantage point, what makes this PK so good?
I think just the mindset. You know, every time our PK steps over the boards, you know, I think there's just this mindset that they're going to go out there and they're going to get it done. I mean, you know, we spend an awful lot of time in practice during the week, you know, going over video, you know, running through some systems in practice, and, you know, it's obviously showing in the, you know, in the stats, and, you know, like last weekend when, you know, we had that big 5-minute kill. I mean, that was huge. I mean, it's, you know, it's kind of amazing. We have a penalty kill. That's so good at that can really turn the tide of a game. I mean, you know, coach always talks about how, you know, about how the, you know, special teams need to get it done for us. And, you know, PK has been awesome all year. So, I mean, it's huge, you know.
Best of luck this weekend, Mike.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.